Who is God? Exodus 3, 14 to 15. God's name. God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Hosea 11, 9. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come to destroy. Clearly, brothers and sisters, God is not human. Isaiah 46, 8 to 10. Remember this and consider. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish my purpose. Isaiah 40:25 to 26. To whom will you compare me, that I should be like you? Clearly God cannot be seen, my brothers and sisters. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host in number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one missing. Hosea 13, 4. I am the Lord your God, from the land of Egypt. You know no God but me, and besides me, there is no Saviour. Isaiah 43, 10 to 11. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Saviour. Clear as daylight, God is the only Saviour. Isaiah 44, 6 and 7. Thus says the Lord, King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no other God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old things to come? Isaiah 37, 26. Have you not heard that I determined it long ago? I planned from days of old what now I bring to pass. Isaiah 45, 22 to 23. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone forth in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Sirach 18, 1-6. He who lives forever created the whole universe. The Lord alone will be declared righteous. To none has he given his power to proclaim his works. And who can search out his mighty deeds? Who can measure his majestic power? And who can fully recount his mercies? It is not possible to diminish or increase them, nor is it possible to trace the wonders of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6, 4-5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. God accuses the scribes of perverting his living word. In Jeremiah 8, verse 8, "How can you say, 'We are wise and the law of the Lord is with us,' but behold, the false pen of the scribes has made it into a lie?" Jeremiah 23, verse 36, "But the burden of the Lord you shall mention no more, for the burden is every man's own word. And you pervert the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God." In Peter 2, letter 2, verses 1 to 3, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in false heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing upon themselves destruction, and many will follow their licentiousness, and because of them the way of the truth will be reviled, and in their greed they will exploit you with false words. From of old their condemnation has not been idle, and their destruction has not been asleep." Here, God bless his name forever, clearly accuses the scribes of perjury, and Peter accuses the false teachers of the faith. These three quotes, my brothers and sisters, along with others that I stumbled across later as I dug deeper into my studies, were in essence to prove the key to unlocking the truth that was embedded deeply in our Bible. Without these strong and challenging verses, I dare say, I still would have not had an inkling to what was happening, and I would have never changed to what I am today. But it is only by the grace of God that I was able to see the truth, and by God, the truth set me free. Amen.